The Allman Brothers for Robert Lemley. Robert Lemley. Asking for the Allman Brothers.
Thank you.
You gotta sing along now, Robert. Go ahead. Let's hear it, brother. Sarah, you know this song?
I don't sing. You know one wants to hear it. Trust me.
All right, look, he can sing.
Yeah.
I can sing and I can play guitar. I can't do the two together.
Right, keep singing, brother. All right, anyway, that's Robert Lemley, and he is also a personal injury attorney. And may I say, he is on the board of directors of the ASL, which is Attorney Surfing League.
Close enough. Association of Surfing Lawyers.
Association of Surfing Lawyers. Anyway, we were both going to tell two quick stories, and then we want to talk about how important that being a divorce attorney, being a personal injury attorney, is a service business. And so many attorneys and professionals forget that's what it is about. But quickly, I want to ask Sarah a question. In going over her resume, the thing that really got her excited about the law is first year at Southwestern Law School. Seriously, she won first place oralist in Southwestern Law School's intramural moot court competition. And wait, and that is truly a reason why she developed a passion for litigation.
Yes.
Would you like to expand?
I mean, oralist, yeah. I won first place oralist, everybody. That's all you need
we
to
like
know,
that.
Right?
Yeah. We like people like
worked
you on the
really
phone.
Well
we
on
do.
First dates.
Yeah.
I can imagine. What is your claim to fame as first place oralist?
Here's my plaque. It says first place oralist.
And your guys would say, I'm dating a first place oralist.
Right. Oh. Not like your third place.
Can we get her? Can we
no,
get her
no.
number? So
no
here's the secret to a successful marriage. I don't think my former wife is listening to the show anymore. It used to be her favorite show. No, but serious. I want to be very serious. I was very reluctant to get married. I was great at living together. I'd done it a couple of times. I liked it. I like somebody in the house. I like companionship, somebody to go out with, hang out with. But I just didn't want to get married. So my soon-to-become wife wanted to get married, really wanted to get married. And she had shown some signs that, you know, she could be a little edgy. And it wasn't like it was, you know, we loved each other, but it wasn't like Romeo and Juliet. I said, okay. So I devised a way that I could get married. I don't want to sound, you know, obnoxious or arrogant, but listeners, pay attention. This could work. I said to my wife, let's get married, but I want to let you know, for me to survive and be happy and feel free, I am taking this one day at a time. So that means that any day, and you can too, I'm just going to split if it's not working. 30 years later, we're still married. And I held on to that my own philosophy.
Swoon.
Yeah, I'm a real swooner.
Right.
Hey, very romantic. Hey, listen, baby. I'm out of here any day. Anyway.
Keeps the passion alive.
Yeah. Very passionate. Oh, honey, you want to go for romantic? And don't forget, if you piss me off, I'm out of here.
That's right.
No, but in a way, for me, it worked. I don't know. You know, two great kids, successful and...
Right, you do have great kids.
I have good kids.
Really, really good kids.
Harvard, Stanford, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Anyway,
tell
us a little bit now. You're in the service industry. So seriously, I mean, while we're sitting here now, I mean, Sarah and Robert, good people, good vibes.
Well, you know what I really
friendly.
We fooled them well, huh?
I really Excellent. Like about these two is that they're sole practitioners. Purely because they want to be able to serve their clients. They really want to be able to be the point of contact and to take care of them and to see the whole picture and to work with them.
And
so
if you
call them, that's who you'll get.
And I hear you. And Dr. Warsh, don't get jealous, but these two make a damn good-looking couple.
Uh-oh.
All right. Now tell us. No, seriously.
Dan's
thank
always,
you, but Dr. Warsh, no worries.
Sorry, he's still married.
I'm either fixing myself up or others.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Always.
No, go ahead. Why don't
Bigamy
we let's...
Bigamy is still illegal in California, I hear. So,
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I've been watching those Lifetime movies. Everybody's a bigamist.
I don't know.
Did you guys ever see Bridges of Madison County?
No.
All right, Sarah, seriously. Now, what is it you offer? And Robert, just... jump right in there.
Yeah. So,
not on Sarah in the conversation.
No.
Okay.
Although, you know, okay. That would be pretty funny. You know, but, right.
It's provocative radio. We'll get
it
more
is
listeners.
Provocative radio. So.
Where's Hopper? Not listening to this, no. I hope. All right, Sarah, go ahead. Seriously.
So to me, the reason that I am a soul practitioner and I remain a soul practitioner is because I think it's really important, especially in what I do being so personal, that people have the one-on-one contact, that they are able to get a hold of me. They're able to reach me by email. I'm the one who returns their emails as promptly as
That's
possible.
Yeah.
I'm the one who shows up to court. I'm the one who they share the most intimate details of their lives with and in trust. And
they trust you. Yeah.
Yeah. And trust is such an important part, I think, of a relationship when you're paying that much money and you're placing all of pretty much your life, your children, your assets, your finance, like every
Everything.
Aspect of your life,
your
you
hands.
Are entrusting this complete stranger who you don't know. And I think that's such a powerful thing and it's such a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
And so it's important that I offer that.
Yeah. And
that's the least I can do.
I'm going to offer up an important one word, but Robert, same thing?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You take it like a service.
I see it as a personal service. Yeah. My name's on the door. Client wants to talk to me, they know where to reach me.
Yeah.
Robert@LemleyLaw.com. That's going to get to me.
And yeah, and when you walk through the door, let's be honest. I mean, in any kind of business situation or, you know, there's economics involved, you want somebody you feel like you trust and somebody that cares about you. Like, you know, talk to my assistant, talk to my other associate. Yeah. I know I was most of my life, I was in two businesses, believe it or not. I had a security guard business and also the entertainment industry, produced TV, movie, and all that. But in both businesses, those clients knew, and it's different with a TV or a movie. If they want it, they want it. But in a service industry, those clients knew that they could trust me. And they knew, my partner said, you know what I love about Stan? He worries, which I did. I worried about those clients. And believe me, in the security guard business, you know, living a nice life, bringing up kids, my livelihood was depending back at the day, you know, like a security guard's making $7 or $8. We actually had guys that – I shouldn't say this. I'm not in the business anymore – that would get drunk, sleep in the back seat of a vice president's car, and the next day, you know, the client's screaming from my head. You know, you got to smooth it over. You feel horrible because you work – you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's really important fact. So what kind of cases have you had where there has been, as I like to say, an overlap or a crossover? You know, you go – it's a bad divorce, custody battle, and then it gets physical.
Yeah.
And that gets criminal. And then there can be an injury out of a spousal altercation.
Yeah, there are torts.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, there are interspousal battery torts
and
things like that. But you know, domestic violence is something that, unfortunately, I do deal with a lot. At the same time, people do use it as leverage a lot because it's something that if there's a finding of domestic violence, that could mean that the judge could award sole physical and sole legal custody to the party who was, you know,
was hurt.
The victim, essentially,
right?
And so people oftentimes will use it to gain leverage in a custody proceeding, and that's truly sad, but
– but if it's something very apparent
– yeah.
And Robert, have you ever
– my biggest
– that, you know,
nothing like that with domestic violence. My biggest crossover with family law is I had a client who settled a fairly good-sized case who was going through a divorce simultaneously and didn't want his wife to know how much
he – right.
Yeah.
How did it end up?
My client is my client. I'm not going to divulge any information to his ex-wife. That's between them.
Right. She just might be listening. But, you know, when you go to LemleyLaw.com, he has had some very large settlements, which I'm not going to say.
And verdicts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verdicts.
Right.
Well, there's settlements verdicts. Verdicts is when you actually try a case and a jury awards you money as opposed to a settlement.
And you were talking about going to trial and that you're not afraid to go to trial.
Not at all. I've got, I don't know, 25, 30 trials in my lifetime. And Not a huge amount, obviously, because most of these cases do get resolved outside of the court system.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And little known fact, family law, there are no juries. People sometimes are really surprised. They think they're going to set foot in a courtroom and they're going to be in front of a jury. But the judge makes the decision. And that is a big deal because you have one person who is given a lot of discretion and the law gives judges broad discretion because a lot of things are so arbitrary in family law. So.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, it's fascinating stuff. I want to get into maybe it's our last segment, I guess. We watch movies, we watch television. I really want to talk. I guess it's particularly Sarah, but I think Robert's specialty comes in also. And we talked off mic about this. Client, attorney, across from client, attorney. I know it has to get heated, not all the time, but I'd love to hear a story or two. From Sarah.
Well,
let's hold it. We're up against the break.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get back. Hold that thought.
It's titillating.
And Robert, hold that thought. What is this, Mustang Sally? This is pretty old song. Only Robert remembers that. I don't. I'm 42. I dye my hair white. Mustang down. I bought you a brand new Mustang.
Great Wilson.
Another song, yeah. Wilson Pickett. Sally. All right, come back on the other side. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KBC, Sarah Intelligator, Robert Lemley. Come back. Stop partying. Listen to the radio. Bye.
Oh, I guess I have to put your flag.